Good evening, everyone. Again, welcome to the Lions Den, the Karen Cricket Club radio show. And joining me tonight, I'm David Notman for a start, and joining me tonight is...
Jackson Fry here.
And that's also known as Jacko. He's our opening bowler in our first 11. Welcome aboard, Jacko.
Thanks, Noddy. Great to be here, mate, on Karen Radio.
And you are filling some very big shoes of Timmy Hewlett. So if you can be half as good as Timmy Hewlett, you'll be doing all right.
Yeah, pressure's on. Timmy's not here tonight, but good to be filling in for him.
Is there any particular reason why he couldn't join us this evening?
Oh, I think he's... form out in the middle might be have a slight reason for that. I'm not 100% sure. But
anyway, if you're listening to us, Timmy, we just hopefully you're feeling a bit better when you get home and have a nice cool bath to calm down. And remember, this Saturday is another game. So.
That's it, Timmy. Runs for you this weekend, mate.
So, well, what a couple of weeks we've just had, Jacko.
It's been real good for the club, mate, on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And just touching on our results from last week, well, the first travel down to Seaford. And how'd they go?
Well, a terrific win, bowling Seaford out for 125 on day one. And we followed up making 9 for 311 with coach Daniel Paulson making 158 not out.
Yeah, not bad for a bloke who apparently wasn't hitting it in the middle.
Well, not too bad if you're hitting them like that. I think just great to watch. I mean, he just timed the ball well and played himself into the conditions. And just... really good to see from Polly. So.
Yeah, it's always great to beat Seaford, being our arch enemy, whether it's football, cricket, petanque, whatever.
That's it, yep. Nah, terrific to beat them down at their ground. And, great win going to a big game this week at home against Delacombe Park.
And just touching on some of the individual performance last year, obviously we mentioned Daniel Paulson, the coach of the cricket club, made 158 not out. Shawnee Foster, our captain, who's come back from Casey's, South Melbourne, and got himself a start and looked really good.
Yeah, no, Sean looked terrific. He made 31 and unfortunately went out just before stumps on day one. But I'm really backing Shawnee for a big score in the next couple of weeks. He's starting to time the ball really well, so it's good to see.
Absolutely. And like, just to touch on the first week we bowled Seaford out for 125. I think we had 26 overs and at stumps we were 2 for 79.
2 for 79, yep. So
really in control of the game. And Josh Dent was looking really strong and he was about 30-odd not out.
Yeah, Josh batted really well on day one, mate. I think he was 33 overnight, so he was looking real good.
Yeah, disappointing he didn't get on with it the second week. He was out pretty quickly in the second over of the day.
Yeah, just chased the wide one, got caught behind. But again, Josh was looking real good. Hopefully his back holds up this weekend. Yeah. And
apparently he's got a sore coccyx, and I don't want to ask him too much about it. Those that don't know, that's the bone just above your bottom. And apparently he fell off a ladder at work.
Yeah, fell off a ladder at work, unfortunately, Josh. So hopefully he can bounce back this week and get a big score in a big game this week. So.
Yeah, it was good to see Jeremy Graves get a few runs too. He got a 36 or so.
Yeah, Jez batted well. Obviously coming off two ducks, he was a bit nervous, but really times the ball well, and good to see Jez also bowl well last week, fielded well, and starting to get his all-around game flying.
It's really good after obviously losing the first game and then have two really strong wins, and as I said, touched on, we're playing Delacombe Park at home this week. We've got a few ins too, which is interesting. We've got a few outs this week due to work commitments and a few other things. One of the young fellas has got a study, H.
Yes, H. So
nothing like leaving it to the last minute, H, but all the best for your study, for your VCE exams. Is he doing VCE, is he?
Yeah, year 11 VCE.
Year 11, okay. So. Yeah, he's got. Well, he's working towards his year 12. Maybe
good
doing
on
a couple
him.
Extra
yeah.
subjects we don't know about. But just to run through the first 11, as I said, we're playing Delacombe Park at home this week. We've got Shawnee Foster, Daniel Paulson, Josh Dent, Jeremy Graves, Liam Hewlett. Looked really good, Liam.
Yeah, no, Liam's come along leaps and bounds. Just 15 years old and his all-round game's, terrific player.
Opening the batting as a 15-year-old in your first 11 is a great achievement.
It's a great thing. And when he gets the ball, he comes on, gets a couple of wickets. So he's been real good, Liam.
Yeah, and yourself. And obviously you got a couple of wickets last game.
Yeah, no, felt pretty good. Got a couple. So just, real good to contribute to the good win.
How's the shoulder feeling?
Feeling good, mate. Feeling good, so... Hopefully, can back up this week against Delacombe. Going to be a tough one with their good top-order batting, but good challenge. Good challenge for
and
all
of us. And then we've got Donna's back from a little bit of an absence, had an operation, but he's back and firing.
Yep, good to have Donna's back. He
was top scorer in round one.
Top scorer in round one, so he's a good, solid opening bat, and he'll open up with Shawnee, I think. So, unfortunately, Liam...
We have the Kiwi back, Paul McGill, for his second game with the club, and hopefully he gets a bowl, because I think he'll be quite handy.
Paul with the ball, he skids him through... Bit of swing, bit of bounce, so it was a bit unlucky not to get a bowl in the first two rounds, but I think he'll be throwing the ball and he's good down the order with the bat.
And Dylan Steed, good to see him get a bit of time at the crease.
Dill, very very nervous when he went out to bat, but he did well and got 13 last week. So
I've never seen a bloke get a standing ovation for hitting a single, but
he's off the mark for the season. So
it was good to see a young fella get off and get a few runs. And Corey Foster was a bit crook round one the first week, and he went out and did his usual, hit a few fours.
Hit a couple of boundaries and then went out. So that's Corey for us. I mean, in round two, he got a couple of wickets. So he's always good for something, Corey. And he'll, again, perform well for us this week.
And coming in for his first game in the first 11, I think ever.
Yeah, first game ever in the first 11.
And that's Zach Denner. An awesome 55 not out in the seconds.
Terrific for Zach. Obviously got him back from Baxter. He played down there last season. And he's really come in for his first game last week. And batted well, and he's got the call-up, so good on him, and good luck to him on the weekend.
So, just on top of that, I reckon, you know, obviously if we bat first and put a good score on the board, because Delacombe Park are renowned for their batting more so than their bowling.
Yeah, that's it. They rely heavily on their top order, and it's a good top order. If we can put pressure on them and certainly put a score on the board out here.
The mighty slow Roydor Reserve.
That's it, the mighty slow main oval down here at Roydor. So, put a score on the board. It's going to be hard to chase, no doubt, out here.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident, and obviously, you know, another win. I think we've gone from sixth to second in one round.
So obviously, sitting second, Lang Warren on top, and we hopefully continue on.
And I suppose it's all about consistency this time of year. This time last year, we sort of lost our first three or four games and then came good, but this year we've started off really well.
That's it, yeah. Always those early wins early in the season, they're invaluable for teams' confidence and, you know, ladder positions and going into this one, no doubt.
So if anyone's looking out to come down and have a look at the cricket on Saturday, the game starts at 1 o'clock at Roydor Reserve and Graham Road or Dyson Road, and we're playing on the main ground, which is the east ground. So hope to see some new faces. Come down and have a look at some good cricket.
Yeah, come down. 3RPP will be broadcasting live from 3 p.m. down here. So come on down and, get involved. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, second 11, well, what a turnaround.
It was.
I think it's in the history of cricket, and I've played cricket a long time. The second 11 got beaten outright last game.
Yeah, it's a humiliating loss down at Somerville, but
what a turnaround.
It's a week's a long time in cricket, they say. And
Seaford won their game before, and who would have thought after being losing outright, Seaford won the toss and batted, and were knocked over for 51.
51, and you think, geez, terrific effort from the boys. Obviously, the skipper Mitch bowled terrific. And
7 for 16.
Not 20 overs. Not a bad spell there. So he's had it on a string.
He's had taken in three games. He's taken 20 wickets.
It's not bad. Very very good. In fact, from Mitch.
I don't know. So we're going to be running out of money to put these balls on a stand and for some presentation night. But it's fantastic.
There's going to be plenty of trophies for him.
20 wickets in 13 three rounds is just a phenomenal effort. He's really leading from the front.
Oh, it's terrific, Mitch. He's obviously a good bowler, good captain, good batsman, and really led from the front. They had to bounce back, and they bounced back in style. Maximum points.
Yeah, so amazing turnaround. So they rolled Seaford for 51, and then I think they ended up being 3 for 210. Was that right, Fish? Led by 150 in the first inning. So
around 3 for 200 with Zach Dent, obviously contributing well, and not to mention Brett Moulton, who made 97.
Yeah, 97. Was it 97 or 99? 97. A wild shot on 97.
Yeah, we did hear that. The news had come through that it was 99, a recount, and the book was 97. But unfortunately, Brett,
probably just Brett, nonchalant, and just went for the big hit and got caught.
He backs himself in, and unfortunately, it didn't come off in the 90s. But, you know, good on him, good score. And hopefully, is he playing this week, David?
Well, he actually probably going to miss because he's having his wisdom teeth out next Friday.
Well, I haven't had that, but I've heard it's quite painful, so good luck, Brett.
And they're pretty hard, the Moultons, too. So if he could get up, he'll get up.
Yeah, that's it. He'd be here, no doubt.
But that'll be interesting to see how he pulls up. So just to run through, obviously, other performances. They rolled him then. What did you roll Seaford for in the second innings, Fish? Because I've got young Fish standing by to give me the results. 80-odd. That's not bad again.
Yep.
So
and the skipper again with Pfeiffer.
Come over and join us, Fish. Come on.
Jump in,
Special
Fish.
Comments from the Fish. Young Sean Fisher, one of our
second 11 opening bowler, Sean.
And now one of our under 17s, one of the up and coming stars of the club. Good evening, Fish. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, and thanks for joining us on the Carrum Cricket Radio
Welcome,
Show.
Welcome, Fish. Good on you, mate.
So, how did you go last week, Fish? Well, I don't like pinpointing individual performances, but I know you're a bit hard on yourself sometimes. How did you go last week?
Not what I wanted, but all right. And then got my opportunity with the ball and got a wicket, so it's pretty happy with that. And yeah, it's pretty easy to perform when you got blokes taking seven for around you and things.
I was still just bamboozled and amazed at what a turnaround from losing outright and then to come out and win the game in outright, and you're finished by what time, like 3:30 or something in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was very, very good, very, very good to be a part of.
Just to run through the second 11 of playing away at Telecombe Park, I've got Merv Dicker, the captain, Jason Cookson, the vice-captain, Sterlo, Troy Hollingsworth, the Falcon, Dave Falconer. Yeah,
good to see Falcon in along with Sterlo.
Timmy Hewlett. Now, Timmy, if you're out there listening, we love you, son. Get yourself up this week. You'll be right. Be positive.
Plenty
have positive
of runs
thoughts.
To be made on that ground, Timmy.
Dream good thoughts and think good thoughts and you'll be okay. And young Fisher, yourself, Greg Foster, the reverse sweep man and the paddle shot man.
Greggy.
We should call him the paddle pop line.
Paddle pop line. He did come up with a few interesting strokes, but good luck to Greg. Hopefully he gets a few.
And got his son, Jared Foster, who's looking super fit this year.
Jazza, he's hitting the gym and he's slimmed down and he's batting well. So good
he's
to
got
see.
Himself a job too. That makes a big difference when you're young and you've got a part-time job and he's out there earning money. So
and he's got his licence, so he's zipping around. He's doing well. He's got his Spring Carnival membership, so all things going well for Jazza.
Obviously, the cricket takes precedence to Spring Carnival.
That's it, no doubt.
And then we've got Nudge, Jason Forsyth. Obviously, he's a very good two-day cricketer, very handy in the middle order. And then we've got H or Brett Moulton. Well, I don't think Brett's going to play, but I really don't see either of them playing because H is going to study for his year 11 exams.
So it's up in the air. But
and then Adam Hamilton, the dark horse.
Good to see Ads in. Good clubman.
Brings a bit to the table.
Sure does. He's going to take the gloves, I think. Young Fish going to take the new
nut. Steam in.
So good luck to Ads.
How you bowling, Fish? How you seeing it? Going all right?
Coming out all right. I can just say with Hayden and Brett Moulton, I think the plan was for one of them to play 1 week and then for the other one to come and do whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So I did say you're probably going to have to bowl 25 overs from one end.
That's Fish. Right, Fish.
Not complaining.
Get a five from her.
And I did ask when I went into bat in the one net tonight, I said, please don't bring Fish on because it was getting dark and you're just a little bit too quick for me. So I appreciate the fact that you didn't bowl to me. So because, you know, I'm missing this game, but I'll hopefully be back next game. So
good work, Noddy.
So I think the seconds on paper, got a good side, and hopefully they have a win at Delacombe Park.
Yeah, no, looking good. Hopefully, they can continue the form from last week.
They've gone from sort of ninth to fourth.
So they've really, they've jumped up. And
I know our skipper Pete Ridgeway will be up there listening up on his surfing safari, and he'll be glad to know that they were thinking of you last week, Pete. They really put in a great effort, and I think you got mentioned before the game, and I think you were the inspiration.
On your
Ridgey, if
you're listening, mate, good work.
So thirds are away to Mount Liza, the first away game. They've been at home for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, they've enjoyed playing out here on the west ground here at Roy Dawes. So.
And I know Kyrgy's a bit disappointed. He actually has to travel. You can't walk to cricket this week. He couldn't walk at all last week.
Well, his hammy was a bit sore, but good to see Kyrgy back at the top of the order for the thirds as captain.
The only bloke ever to tear a hamstring walking off three paces. See you, Rory. Good luck on the weekend. So we've got Kyrgy, Bully, Drew Hartson, young Mitchy Allen, who's doing really well, young Mitch.
Oh, terrific, Mitch. Good to see him come down. Obviously, a young kid from Queensland, was it?
From Cairns,
and he's come in. Good young kid, good all-rounder, and I think he took two for him, made 47 last week in the Thursday.
Really, really well in his first senior game of cricket.
And good on him.
How old is he, Fish? He's only 15?
Yeah, he's 15, playing in the Carrum junior side in the under-15s.
And he's no bigger than a grasshopper, too. He's a tiny little man.
Fits in your pocket.
Tiny kid, but a big heart, and I saw him batting tonight. He digs in, he bowls well,
And you go from the tiny little grasshopper to baby. Big baby.
Big Cam Neal. Big boy Cam for his age, and he's doing all right with the bat in the under-15s as well. So.
Yeah, he's doing really. His cricket's come on leaps and bounds, young Cam, and he's really keen. He's here
and
at training every week.
Yeah, he's training, he's enjoying it, so good to see him down here.
Good in this week is having Bo Goldsworthy back.
Yeah, Bo, welcome back.
Brings a lot to the table with his batting, and his left-hand batting, and he's also his bowling.
And his bowling, his left arm off spin, so he's been away in Thailand, family holiday. Good to have him back. He'll give some stability in the third 11.
And then we've got young Tomo.
Jack Thompson.
Very unassuming, Jack Thompson.
Yeah. No, he's doing well, Tomo.
I reckon bowling, if they give him the new ball, he bowls early and he gets the ball in the right places, he goes really, really well. He can hit the ball pretty hard, too.
And he's a good batsman. He's playing in the under-17s and, and doing well. Good head on his shoulders. So
when you look at that third 11 so far, I'm only halfway through the side. You've already got 1, 2, 3, 4 kids out of the first 7 are all playing junior cricket here, which is fantastic.
Which is, yeah, that's terrific. I mean, they're the stars of tomorrow, and if we can blood them and bring them through, and real good to see.
And we've got Rory Brown, Jack Francis, another junior.
Yeah, that's good. Another.
It's funny, I was having to talk to Jack before, and I said, what happened to you last week? And he goes, oh, I batted the week before, so I didn't think I had to play the second week. And I said, why is that? And he goes, oh, Dad said we had to go away. And I said, well, he goes, I can't go away, Dad. And Dad said, did you bat? And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, you can go away then.
He was
That's
out.
Good to see he's keen.
He's out overnight and didn't rock up the next week, but luckily...
I think he even failed to tell anyone, actually, just quietly.
Yeah, I did hear that the word got out that no one knew.
So he's back this week. Let's hope he turns up.
For two Saturdays at least.
And we've got Benny Kinder and Ryan Matthews, who took 4 wickets in the first round.
Ryan's been doing well. He's back keen amongst the clubs. So he's played here for a couple of years now. And good swing bowler. And, they're playing Mount Eliza away. And that's always a tough game. I mean, down there, A1 competition, the MPCA, they're always a strong side, Mount Eliza. So on that beautiful football ground, hopefully they can win the toss and bat and put a score on the board. So
we've got sort of wealth of experience up the top, and then all of a sudden it's basically kids. Is fantastic.
Yeah, no,
so
it's good. They've got the blend of youth and the experience. And they
were not unlucky last week. Obviously, they had 7 kids in their third 11. They rolled, I'm trying to think who they
Baxter.
Played last week. Baxter.
Yeah.
And they had Baxter were like 2 for 100 at one stage,
yeah,
and rolled them for 149.
Rolled them out for 140 odds, so that was real good.
All right, Pete's just let me know that he's getting the cordial. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete Revelle.
He's getting the cordial. Those that are out there in radio land, Pete's getting the cordial. So if you want a drink, Pete will come round and drop off cordial. So thanks, Pete.
Good on you, Pete. Hopefully.
Oh, the Ridgeways and Burley Heads. Well, hopefully the Ridgeways. The weather, Melbourne has been fantastic the last week. And I tell you what, the snapper are biting too.
Yeah, no, it's great to be living in this terrific city. So
it is the thriving metropolis of Carrum, Jacko.
Oh,
yes.
It.
South of the river.
Great to be here. they bowled Baxter out for 149. Unfortunately, they couldn't chase it down out here.
They ended up being all out for 110.
So they fell short. But obviously, we said before, Mitch Allen did really well. And hopefully, Mount Eliza this week in round 4, they can get a win.
Well, and the surprise packet of the year has been the fourth 11. Well, who would have thought after the first 2 rounds of having to forfeit due to spring carnival and
unavailability.
A few blokes, unavailability for some poor reason or another. Yeah. But, well, the last 2 weeks we've had about 25 blokes to pick from.
It's been real good. I mean, there was no doubt a stage there when we thought we were going to have to fold the team and give it up. But, we rounded some blokes up. We stuck thin and it's paid dividends.
Stuck thin, I've heard of stuck fat, but stuck thin
fat,
sounds
sorry.
Good. You can stick thin, stuck fat, stuck whatever.
They've
jumped on board though, haven't they?
They have, and it's good to see. And the touch rugby guys have really jumped on. They've trained well. They've enjoyed it. So
absolutely, like Justin, James, and Eddie. Well, who would have thought? James, I don't. He says he's never played cricket before. I reckon he's lying.
I think he's lying because he's averaging 56 with the bat.
He's
hit
48 in his first
43
game.
43 and 69. Yeah, 112 runs.
Apparently, seen them okay.
Batting all right, so...
And they played Mount Martha, who hasn't lost a game in their fourth 11 for like 2 years, and they chased down 175.
And they chased down 175 at Ferrero Reserve on the back oval, which is a good chase.
I don't think we've ever had to wait for a fourth 11 side to come back so we could do our match reports.
Yeah, it's...
They're normally back by about 5 o'clock.
They're usually back by 5 o'clock and had a few beers into them, but we did wait, and we waited for a while, and it was well worth it because the news was good. So.
Yeah, it was a great win, and 3 out of 4 sides winning last week was fantastic. And just to mention, the 4th 11, they're playing at home, which will be nice for the boys.
Yep.
A lot of them can wander over to the home ground, playing on the west ground at Royal Reserve. They're playing Seaford, our arch enemy,
who are on top of the ladder.
Yeah,
and former premiership captain Wayne Turner playing for them.
Oh, yeah, Wayne. Oh,
Wayne.
Nice bloke, Wayne.
Good
Even
on
though
you,
he
Wayne.
Does play for Seaford.
He
like
plays
Wayne.
For Seaford now, but he's captain of their 4th 11, I think
so
it is.
So we've got Budgie or C. Maxwell. We've got young Mari, Corey Jenkins, Chris Jenkins. We've got James Tahana, Dave Hanna, young Dobby.
Matt Dobby, yep.
How's Dobby going?
Oh, look, he's doing well. Good off spinner and... he's following his father's footsteps.
Following his father's footsteps. Okay, that could be interesting itself. And then the mayor, Maury Williams, G. Cooper, Coops.
On your Coops.
Unassuming. I'm not sure if he's done it yet. He hasn't bothered the scorers or anything.
Nah,
yet, has
he hasn't made it. He took two for last week.
He did take two
for. He told me he got a full toss and got hit on the back leg and, got given out. But
and then we've got Ed. And Ed's going all right. He did pull the side muscle at training last Thursday night, trying to hit the ball to other nets. And he did explain to me that he goes, the week before I tried to help him with his batting, and he said, look, he goes, I understand you want to help me, but he goes, please don't help me because all I want to do is smash it.
And it paid off last week. I think he got 20 up. Yeah. So spoke to Glenn Cooper last week. He said, look, they're a bit uncoordinated, but if they, you know, play their shots, it come off. They got the 12 points. So
and then young work. Tobin coming in at number 11.
Tobin, yeah.
And we've got probably another senior 10 debut. Or 15 blokes. And it's his first game in senior cricket, which is great.
Good on him. So they're obviously, they're playing at home. And against the arch rival, so I'm hoping the first 11 can.
Hopefully, they all bring some afternoon teas.
Well, that's it. Hopefully, afternoon tea for all the guys out there in the fourths and the ones. Hopefully, the first 11 win the toss and bat, and I can wander over and have a look at the fourths. So,
yeah, so it's exciting. So, obviously, just finishing up on the seniors, if we can get a good start this week, and obviously, we've got a big night, we're having a function here at the club on Saturday night, having race night, which will be good, and hopefully, we're going to get about 80 to 100 people back at the club to have a bit of a fun night with a bit of gambling on some races, but obviously nothing illegal,
nothing
of course.
Too bad.
But, yeah, it should be good.
So, yeah, get along to the function. $10 ahead and it should be a good night.
Yeah, you've got a DJ and some bookies and a few other things happening. So, yeah, come over. Those that never ever been over, come over and have a fun night out if you're looking for something to do Saturday night. Well, let's touch on the juniors. Under-17s, how'd you go last week, Fish?
Under-17s were... We batted first, and opened up with Liam Hewlett, our one's gun, and James Maxwell, who's playing Premier Cricket, and got us off to a great start. I think
when you say Premier Cricket, just let those people know he's playing District Cricket, is that right?
Sorry.
It's good effort. He's only a 16-year-old kid, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think we were 1 for 60 to start off before we lost James. And I came to the crease and got another start. And Liam, to his credit, went on and turned his start into a 50. So he's really leading the side well. And I think that's 350s and 10 wickets for the season so far. So it's a credit to him. And we know what kind of cricketer he is. So good on him. The batting was a bit thin after that. Nobody really stood up. And we know that. So
what did you end up making?
We were 150 maybe. 130, I think it was. And we went out the second week and bowled and without our Francis boys who decided they were going to go holidaying.
Apparently.
So we didn't tell anyone. See you, lads.
With eight players and six fielders, we pulled off a win when we won by one run.
It's a great effort, considering the lack of fielders, which was a fantastic
terrific
effort.
Terrific win, I was actually scoring.
Do you know how the under-15s went last week, Fish?
The under-15s were beaten. I can't comment much. I wasn't there, but I think they were beaten convincingly. What can you do? They're back on the track and they're working together still. So.
And just on top of that, obviously the under-17s and under-15s have just got numbers now. The under-15s have got a few numbers. They've had a few boys away the last couple of weeks and they're back. Obviously Campbell Ack and getting Bo Goldsworthy. Is he playing under-17s, Bo?
Yeah, Bo is playing under-17s.
So it's handy to get him back this week.
Inclusions.
And Campbell, obviously, back in the under-15s. We lose Lawson. He's off to Bali this week. So he'll be a big loss, young Lawson, for a couple of weeks.
See you, Donners.
See you, Donners. Good luck on the weekend.
See you, Jez.
See you, Jez. And the under-13s and under-11s, 2 weeks ago, we probably weren't going to field sides. And a credit to the parents and a credit to the coaches, Johnny Mitchell and Kenny, they've managed to get. I came along and helped out on Wednesday night in the nets. The under-13s have now got a full side and probably got 12 or 13, and the under-11s have gone from having 7 or 8 2 weeks ago to having 11, which is fantastic, and the kids are really keen. So it's really encouraging for the club.
Can I just say, being down on a Wednesday night to get down here for training, just seeing Johnny and the way he works with the kids, it's really good. And it's a credit to him, and no wonder we've now filled a side because him and Kenny will be taking the boys in the right way. So
yeah, absolutely, and the kids are really keen. There's a lot of kids in those two sides that have never played cricket before. And
no, I was just going to say, it's good to see them all down here. And
absolutely, and I had the privilege of working with a young kid, Sean. What's Sean's surname? Sean Davies, and Sean, I went down and watched last week at Carrum Downs. They played Carrum Downs, and they did really well, the under-13s. A lot of the kids, as I said, hadn't played. Probably half the side has never played cricket before, not even picked up a cricket bat in the backyard. And they did really well, and they didn't make a lot of runs, but then they had the opposition 3 for 4 or something overnight, and then Carrum Downs showed them the next week. A few of the kids knuckled down. But young Sean had never, ever wicket-kept. He turned up, wicket-kept, did a really good job, and then I worked with him on Wednesday night, and I know for a fact that he's pretty sore now because he was trying to wicket-keep standing up. But now that he can bend his knees,
I did see you
apparently at school the next day, he was a little bit sore.
Got to stay down as long as possible.
Yeah, and after 10 minutes, amazing how he really grasped it, and he was really keen to learn. So, and I just said, put a smile on your face, Sean. Make it look like you're enjoying yourself. But he looked, one of the great thing about kids and the kids that are here, they're willing to listen.
That's it, and that's what you want.
And there's a wealth of experience here with the coaches they've got who've all played district cricket at the highest level.
Yep.
They're level 2 coaches, and they've got a lot of time for kids. And obviously, Johnny Mitchell being a school teacher as well. And it's a great environment. And they're really lucky with the parents you've got on it, John, and also Kenny. You've got a lot of parents that are really prepared to help too.
Willing to help. So,
which something maybe in the past that we haven't had, but it's really, really good to see. And I've been down to both games the last couple of weeks and again last week, and it was really good to see a lot of new faces.
It's great to see. And obviously, they're playing at home this week against Somerville on Sunday. So get down here to Roydal Reserve.
8:30 on Sunday.
8:30 start on Sunday.
If you're walking the dog, bring the kids over and introduce yourself.
So, yep.
The nets will be open. Come and have a hit.
They're playing at home.
And the under-11s are playing tomorrow night at 4:30 at Way to Seaver Tigers down at Belvedere. So hopefully they both have a good game. Yeah. Win, lose or draw, as long as the kids have fun. And they're all just starting to learn the game. And it's great to see that we've now got full sides, and it makes it a lot easier.
It's terrific. I mean, we had a few meetings earlier in the year, and obviously the club's goal was to get 4 junior sides, and we've done that. And we've got 4 senior sides, obviously. So, look, really going well, and good luck to all the juniors out there on the weekend. And
absolutely. And if there's anything worth reporting, obviously we'll report on it next week on the Cricket Show, and we're always happy to give the kids a mention because at the end of the day, they're the future of the club.
That's it. And
And just to touch on that, talking about the future of the club, well, what a turn up tonight for Milo into cricket.
Kids everywhere.
It was unbelievable. Last week it was pouring rain. We had 12 kids turn up. And considering the kids were happy to keep playing and the mums were saying, oh, it's too cold, let's go home. Well, I can tell you now, tonight, the sun was out, the mums were out, and the kids were out in force.
Kids everywhere, so
it was unbelievable. One of the blokes walked past and said, what's going on here? Is it footy training or something? We had 35 kids to Milo cricket, which is just amazing in itself. We've gone from sort of having 12 to 14 the last 2 years, and there's been a bit of work going on behind the scenes, but just the kids, the word's getting out there that cricket's a really good game, and obviously to work on, you know, something that's fun and do something you've never done before, just to learn basic skills and have fun. The kids were fantastic tonight.
They can meet new friends, and they can come down here on a Thursday night from 5 p.m. and really enjoy themselves. So
Carrum Primary School, get down here Thursday night next week at 5 o'clock. Come down and just come and have a look and have a run around. You're not committed to do anything. If you want to just come down and have some fun, runs for about an hour, hour and a quarter. We're finished by 6 o'clock. There's a free sausage on and a drink of cordial. The mums and dads can have a chat and the kids can get a run around for an hour and a half.
That's
and mums and dads can just wipe their hands of them. And obviously they can help out if they want. But they, the kids tonight were just absolutely hilarious and they really had a great time. There was probably out of that 35, I think probably 25 had never picked up a cricket ball or a cricket bat before, so it was really good.
No, that's good. Really good for the club. And
And I know for a fact there's probably another 12 that have registered online or have spoken to me or emailed me that haven't even turned up yet. So we're hoping, touch wood, we can get 50 kids.
We can get 50, it's real good.
Which is amazing in itself.
And last year, the number was about 12 to 15, just depending on each week. But it's really through promotion from yourself and that through the club, it's leaps and bounds.
When they get to say they get to get a Milo bat and a bag and a hat and a water bottle and a shirt, they get pretty excited. Yeah, it's like Father Christmas has come 6 weeks early. They're all queuing up for their sausage and their cricket bat and their ball. So
it's terrific to see the kids.
It'd be interesting to see how many kids next week turn up and they're, where's my ball? I've lost my ball. I can't find my bat.
Where's my shirt? So
it was really exciting and it was really good to see. So if anyone's out there from Carrum Primary School, get down here next week, and it's a really fun time. And like I said, there's no obligation. If you just want to come down and have a run, if mums and dads are unsure, they've never seen how it works before, just come down and have a look, even if your kids want to come down and watch and just see how it's run. It's run really well, really professionally, and all the parent, all the coaches are all have their police checks, and they're all accredited coaches. So, and also lots of experience as far as playing cricket.
Yeah, all welcome. So, come on down and get involved.
Other than that, I think we're pretty much done, for tonight, unless you want to say anything else, Fish. Man, a few words.
No. Good luck to all sides this week, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, Fish. You're easy to deal with. It's always a pleasure. And Jackson Fry, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, David.
I think you've filled Timmy Hewlett's shoes quite admirably.
No, great to be on. And as Sean said, good luck to all sides and go the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck to all those juniors. And hopefully we get to see some more young kids down here. And again, from the Karen Cricket Club, thanks for listening. And just want to mention a couple of our sponsors before we finish up. The Karen Patterson Lake Sports Club, Marina Pizza, Fine Line Printing and Hocking Stewart in Chelsea. So if you want to buy a house or sell a house, go and see Daniel Wright at Hocking Stewart. And the Riviera Hotel, again, thanks. And Blue Bar Restaurant, which has been awesome this year. They're like giving us a massive amount of incentives awards for each team each week, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, that's terrific. Thanks to all the sponsors.
And Freddie at Marina Pizza, great work. And again, thanks to all the support staff. And again, Marcus, to you. And RadioKaram.org, it's fantastic. It's given us a network to get out to the community, and we greatly appreciate it. So we'll see you all in a fortnight's time, and hopefully we can tell you about some more amazing wins and some achievements from some of the kids and some of the senior cricketers. Thanks very much.